The 50th year celebration of the Park City Golf Course will take place the third week in June, but before then, golfers should see some improvements that will make their golf experience more enjoyable. One of those, says City Council member Liza Simpson, is access to food during longer hours around the course.
There is a restaurant right there at the Pro Shop where people can order lunch and they can order lunch and go out and play nine holes and pick it up at the turn. It's more making sure there's an offering of, you know, protein bars and snacks and waters and beer. So that, you know, if somebody doesn't want to stop at the restaurant or they don't feel like something that heavy, they can just grab something quick from the cart.
Some of us will call that aiming fluid.
Yes, exactly. I always play my best holes in the middle of the nine.
There will also be a small and very reasonable price increase.
One of the questions that I asked was, you know, it didn't seem like we were taking the fee up much. And the team's response was, really, they found through studies in other industries as well as other golf courses that patrons are really happier with periodic small increases rather than fewer, less often, but bigger.
Even though the Park City Golf Course is a municipal course, it runs as an enterprise operation, which means it has to operate independent of city funding.
The golf fund, as you know, has to pay for its own operations as well as its capital improvements. And so with the new budgeting program that we've been developing over the last couple of years, the golf team has gotten very good at figuring out what they are going to need in the future. Greens mowers are now all hybrid electric mowers.
That's Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson. The golf course hasn't yet set an opening date. She says it all depends on the weather. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.